4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. 7 o'clock exactly.
Second to you, you look so nice. I kiss you twice under your sunbonnet blue. It was only a kind of a kid kiss, but it tasted lots nicer than pie. And the next thing I knew, I was dead stuck on you when I was a kid so high.
Look out, look out, look out for Jimmy Valentine. For he's a pal of mine, a sentimental crook with a touch that lingers in his sandpapered fingers. He can find the combination of your pocket book. Look out, for when you see his lantern shine, that's the time to jump right up and shout, help! He'd steal a horse and cart. He'd even steal a girlie's heart when Jimmy Valentine gets out. I'd buy up every schoolhouse in the nation, and I'd write upon the blackboard big and clear, instead of one, there will be two vacations. Each vacation 6 months, twice a year. And there wouldn't be no school when it was raining. I'd let you stay at home when it was fair. You'd have free soda fountains. Say, I'd build you ice cream mountains if I was a millionaire.
If I was a millionaire, just 3 minutes past 7 o'clock. What do you have for breakfast in your house, Mother? Did you ever try Force Toasted Wheat Flakes? Ah, me, there is a breakfast cereal. Nobody in your house will turn their noses up at, I bet you. Force Toasted Wheat Flakes. It is delish. I know whereof I speak because I was brought up on this stuff. Force Toasted Wheat Flakes. Maybe you remember it. Years ago it used to be down here, they tell me. Sonny Jim, you know they had a big Sonny Jim doll that we used to stuff? They'd send you the outline of the doll, you know, in cloth, and you'd stuff it with stuff. And it was some fun. But now you give you a premium for you, Mother. A premium you can use. With every 2 boxes of Force Toasted Wheat Flakes that you buy, you get a very colorful table napkin right along with the package. Pretty soon you'll have a whole luncheon set. These are very nice napkins. And you can get the tablecloth to match with the 2 Force box tops plus a dollar. But aside from the premium, the Force Toasted Wheat Flakes is really a delicious cereal. Try it, will you? You can get it at any United DGS store, any independent grocer around your part of the country. It is well worth looking for, I'm telling you. It's 5 minutes past 7 o'clock. 7:05. Crayola Verbal Price of K Street is 4 years old today. Hello there, Crayola. Look behind the radio, will you, Humpty Boo? Mrs. Ellen Warner has a birthday, too. Greetings from husband and children. Ruby Lee Weekly, Fairfax, Virginia, has a birthday today. And the Grahamsville Methodist Church is holding an ice cream festival at the church this evening, beginning at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock this evening at the Grahamsville Methodist Church. Grahamsville. Where is Grahamsville? I know a Gainesville, but I do not know of a Grahamsville. Where is that? It's 6 minutes past 7.
If a body meet a body coming through the rye, if a body kiss a body, need a body cry. Every lassie has a laddie name, they say hi. Yet all the lads, they smile on me when coming through the rye. Among the train, there is a swain I dearly love myself. But what's his name or where's his hame, I dare not choose to tell. Every lassie has a laddie name, they say hi. Yet all the lads, they smile on me when coming through the rye.
Clever record. That's by the champagne music of Lawrence Welk. Name what? Bob Pilcher says, try to name two musical instruments that aren't in that orchestra. Expect you're right at that, my friend. It's 8:30 past 7 o'clock. 7:08 and a half. Oh, everybody has his buddy. No, that isn't right, is it? Well, something anyhow. Is you a jitterbug? Well, this is the last call for the jitterbug. Tonight at 10 o'clock on the Wardman Park dance floor, Washington's crop of jitterbug dancers compete in the semifinals of the Harvest Moon Ball, the finals of which will be held at the Griffith Stadium on the evenings of October 3rd and 4th. There's no entry fee, but you must be 18 years of age or over. Enroll now by calling the Wardman Park Hotel, or better still, drop into the Willard Hotel Music Bureau today and fill out your entry blank. The grand prize is an all-expense trip to the New York World's Fair. And by the way, there's going to be a mob at Griffith Stadium on both nights, October 3rd and 4th. So make your Harvest Moon Ball reservations by calling the ballpark or any of the leading Washington hotels. 55 cents to $1.65. That entitles you to see the five-dance contest, and afterwards have the privilege of dancing yourself for 3 hours to the swing tunes of Glenn Gray and his famous Casa Loma Orchestra in person. By the way, Joe, will you get me that recording of Glenn Gray's Sunrise Serenade? He's got the best one that was made. And don't forget, there's still time to enter tonight's Jitterbug semifinals at the Wardman Park Hotel, 10 o'clock tonight. Get that Harvest Moon spirit, my friend. It's too bad they had to wait till October the 3rd and 4th for that night, for those two nights. The moon will be full on the 28th of this month. Come the 3rd or 4th, it'll be about gone. That's a shame. But anyway, it's going to be grand time. It's 7:11 right now, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. And here's a little of the Glenn Gray boys. 7:14, 14 minutes past 7 o'clock. Sonny Billman of Lawrence Street Northeast is 4 years old today. Hello, Sonny boy. I have here a late news bulletin from your Arrow News reporter. It was announced in Paris today that France has completed its general mobilization and the country's entire manpower is in readiness for action at concentration points or has been assigned to duty. And another bulletin from the French High Command from Paris says the French High Command issued war communique number 35 this morning, and here's how it read. There was local activity between advanced posts. There was artillery action on both sides. This refers to the Western Front. That's what the communique said. It's 7:15, quarter past 7 o'clock. This is the Sundial, WJSV, Washington, D.C. The music is recorded. And Christopher Hopwood of Fulton Street, Northwest, has a birthday today. Hello, Chris. I'm sorry to hear you broke your arm, my friend. This is very sad business. Never you mind now. You'll be a man for your mother. Go look under the chair, will you? There's a little something under the chair there. What was that little thing we used to have when we were kids? Pussycat, what have you there under the chair or something? What is it? I forget. Somebody found a plain watch, a Bulova wristwatch, yellow gold. Is this yourn? Call 223 3rd Street, Northwest. 223 3rd Street, Northwest. Margaret Quick, Independence Avenue, has a birthday today. Many happy returns of the day, Margaret. Hope you don't have birthdays too quick. Now, wait a minute. Let me tell you about a little something here. Coastin has gone Pontiac, and Washington's Pontiac buyers are going Coastin. To keep pace with the sales of new 1940 Pontiacs, Coastin now stages a gigantic sale of late-model road-tested cars. Cars that have been thoroughly reconditioned to pass the D.C. inspection. The Coastin people say you just name your own price, your own terms, and your own trade-in allowance. Well, you can't beat that. Here's a radio special, a 38 Chevrolet Master Deluxe Town Sedan, 1938. Beautiful golden beige finish, immaculate mohair interior, covered since it was new, and five almost new tires, radio and a heater. Now, this is quite a buy. The road-tested 1938 Chevrolet Master Deluxe Town Sedan, and it's only $575. That's at Coastin, Washington's big new direct factory Pontiac dealer in the 400 block of Florida Avenue in the Northeast. It's 7:17 and a half. Now I got a little piece of music for you, and then a surprise, a very pleasant surprise. I didn't even know about myself till I just walked in here. First of all, let us have a little music, like Fables in Sable or something by the New Friends of Rhythm. Thank you. 7:21. 21 minutes past 7 o'clock. Here's the latest news about the reported revolt of German subjects from your Arrow News reporter. High British sources believe the only thing strange about the reported uprising in the Czech provinces is that it came so early in the war. They say plans for a revolt have been brewing in Bohemia and Moravia for a long time, and that Czechs have been hiding guns and ammunition ever since the Sudeten crisis of September in 1938. Now remember, these are reports. Nothing has been confirmed yet. The reported disturbance is said to have started on Sunday and was bolstered on Tuesday when 15,000 Slovak troops revolted. Reported. Prague and Brno were reported to be among the rioting towns. A Czech spokesman denies emphatically that the Germans provoked the revolt deliberately in order to have an excuse to kill off Czech freedom. This has been denied emphatically. The official German news agency denies reports of riots in the Škoda and Brno arms factories and of a mutiny in the Slovak army. An official spokesman describes the stories as perfect nonsense. So you take your choice. There it is. These bulletins are from your Arrow News reporter. Now, I told you I had a surprise for you, and we're going to put it on right now. It's 7:22 and a half. And, of course, you know the President's Cup Regatta is going on these days. Last weekend, we had the sail races. And coming up, we're going to have the motorboat races. And this morning, we have several guests, chief among whom is the chairman of the trophy committee of the President's Cup Regatta, Mr. Samuel A. Sim, which I'm very happy to have the opportunity to present right now. Come in, Mr. Sim. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, Arthur, and I hope that you are. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I know of no sport in which the contestants compete for the love of the game more than they do in boat racing. But I believe that you, who will be lining the banks of the Potomac this coming weekend, will be interested in the material symbols which will await the winners of these races. Time doesn't permit a description of all of the 60-odd trophies to be awarded, and so I'm going to tell you something about Friday, the opening day, something about what you can expect and what the drivers can look forward to receiving when they come across that finish line first. Friday is outboard day, and these little putt-putts will really give you a thrill. Their speed on the straightaway may be more than 60 miles an hour, and though they're not much bigger than overgrown mosquitoes, they ask no odds on the turns. The holders of the National Outboard Association amateur records for both the straightaways and competitive courses are entered in classes A, B, and C. The trophies for each of these three classes have been contributed to the President's Cup Regatta by the Calvert Distillers Corporation of Baltimore, and those nine trophies are really beautiful. Time is short, and I can't describe these trophies, nor any of the others, but I'll tell you what I will do. I'll put all the trophies on display in the lobby of the Willard Hotel beginning at 2 p.m. today. And from then on, you can see not only these trophies, but the President's Cup, the Hearst Trophy, the John Charles Thomas Trophy, and all of the rest of the trophies from now until the end of the regatta. I have with me today three of the drivers of the midget class, three very charming young ladies, Irene, Betty, and Frances Deffenbaugh. Pop Deffenbaugh standing here, too. And while he's not a midget, he'll be driving in one of the other classes. And I'm going to ask these young ladies just to say hello to you. Frances, you're first. Come up where they can hear you.
Hello, Frances. How old are you, Frances?
15.
How long have you been driving one of those putt-putts?
3 years.
3 years. Now, who taught you? Your daddy?
Well, some. taught myself mostly.
Did you really? Francis, present me to your sister, will you?
Betty Deffenbaugh.
Betty, how are you this morning?
I'm fine.
You drive too, do you?
Uh-huh.
How old are you, Betty?
16.
You got another sister there. Who is she?
Irene.
Irene, how old are you?
Well, I'm 18.
18. Now, what have we got, 16, 17, 18, is that it?
15, 16, 18.
Oh, 15, 16, and 18, and all three drive the midget outboard motorboats, huh?
That's right.
Which one is the best? That we'll find out, huh? You all going to race in the same class?
Yes.
Well, that'll be a lot of fun. Well, it sure was nice to have you up here. How about Pop Deffenbaugh? What's he do? Get Pop over here on the mic, will you, please? Where is he?
Hello.
How are you this morning? You got any other children?
Oh, yeah, I got one more little girl.
One more little girl.
Yeah.
She drive too?
She's not big enough.
Oh, she's not big enough.
She don't really.
And you're in the larger class, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm the food for the kids. I keep the outfit running for them.
Well, I wish you all a lot of luck out there. What day are you going to race, you three girls?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow it is, huh? What time? 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. Well, we're going to be out there watching you. Good luck, and thanks ever so much for coming up. It's 27 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Come away with me, Lucille, in my merry old mobile. Down the road of life we'll fly, automobile bubbling, you and I. To the church we'll swiftly steal, then our wedding bells will peal. You can go as far as you like with me in my merry old mobile. My merry old mobile. Down the road of life we'll fly, automobile, and you and I. To the church we'll swiftly steal, then our wedding bells are gonna peal. You can go as far as you like with me in my merry old mobile.
It's 7:29 and a half. 29 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. This is the Sundial at WJSD, Washington, D.C. The music is recorded. By the way, if you like fudge cake, you'll be glad to know that the featured item on today's Liggett Soda Fountain menu is fudge cake made the Liggett way and served with delicious Liggett's ice cream. And this is a featured item for only 10 cents. Oh, boy, that is a real treat. So leg it to Liggett's today for a light lunch, will you? That gong was 7:30, right upon the schnozzle. Let me see if there's anybody born at 7:30 here. Oh, yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Ira W. Smith of Buffalo, New York, who are visiting Mr. and Mrs. Chesley at Fairfax Station, Virginia, are celebrating Mr. Smith's 85th birthday and Mr. and Mrs. Smith's 54th wedding anniversary. Greetings from all their friends in Virginia. Bill Jackson of Franconia, Virginia, has a birthday today, and Earl Clifton Earl Clifton Shaver of Seabrook, Maryland, is 3 years old. Greetings from Mama and Daddy, Earl. Earl's uncle, Wilfred Hickerson, has a birthday, too, and so is his grandmother, Mrs. C.B. Hickerson. Big doings in the Shaver and Hickerson families. Little Bobby Jane Thompson of Brookmont, Maryland, is 10 years old this morning. Hiya, Bobby. 7:31, 29 minutes of 8 o'clock. I have here a little recording by Frankie Masters. He sent it to me in the mail yesterday. Says I want you to try it and see if it's any good. We will do that.
Ho, ho, ho! Ha, ha, ha! That's how we laugh the day away in the merry old land of Oz.
At 12 and start to work at 1. Take an awful lunch and then at 2 we're done. Jolly good fun, ha ha ha, ho ho ho, and a couple of tra la la. That's how we laugh the day away in the merry old land of ours.
Ha 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 ha, ho ho ho, and a couple of tra la la. That's how we laugh the day away.
It's 34, 26 minutes of 8 o'clock. Step up, boys. I got some clothes to sell you. 2 pairs of pants and each suit. You've heard me say that more men wear bond clothes than any other clothes in America, haven't you? And you've probably heard others say the same thing. You may have seen some of your friends proudly display the bond label in their suits, because that means that their suits were tailored by America's finest needleworkers. Well, it's a great thing, you know. You open up your coat and show your bond, see? And that bond label is also the insignia of a discriminating buyer. You and your friends have a right to be just as proud of it as the bond organization is, because it appears only in suits with distinguished style, choice woolens, perfect fit and tailoring. You can take pride, too, in the savings you made, because whether you paid $25, $30, or $35... you conservatively saved $7.50 and received an extra pair of trousers to boot, which means more months of wear at no extra cost. Do not take me literally when I say an extra pair of trousers to boot. I hope nobody... Now, if some of your friends haven't tried bond clothes yet, Tell him to drop into the Bond store, B-O-N-D, 1335 F Street, Northwest. Tell him it pays to buy his bonds. You save money. It's 25 minutes of 8, and here's a little tune called Passengers Will Please Refrain. It's 22 minutes of 8 o'clock. I got some more Arrow News Reporter stuff here. From London, Warsaw is still held by the Poles. This is indicated in broadcasts from the Warsaw radio station picked up in London. Late last night, the station announced that Polish soldiers with bayonets had cleared the Germans from two suburbs of the Polish capital. From Moscow comes a Red Army communique claiming that the Soviet is mopping up in eastern Poland with little or no resistance. According to the communique, the Reds have taken 60,000 prisoners, 280 guns, and 120 airplanes. In Berlin, the Nazis are transferring thousands of their best troops from Poland to the Western Front. The German High Command announces the Polish campaign is, quote, closed, unquote. From Paris, the French claim superiority in the skies as a result of the first real air fights with the Germans on the Western Front. A number of Nazi planes are said to have been shot down by French flyers using American-made pursuit ships. These are from your Arrow News Reporter. It's 21 minutes of 8 o'clock, and Elmer Gill, Jr. of Arlington, Virginia, just moved here to Washington from Memphis, Tennessee as a birthday today. Hiya, Elmer. Greetings to your birthday and welcome to our fair village. This is a lovely morning, you know, and the man says fair and cooler today, he says. Janice Hilland of 158 Custer Road is 6 years old today. Hello, Janice. How are you this morning, my friend? This is my old lawyer friend, Arthur Hilland's daughter. Happy birthday, and say hello to your daddy and your mama for me. Let me see what else is there here. Many lost articles. Many lost, few found. Gray Day, bulldogs, spitz dogs, black and gray goats, patent leather pocketbooks. Life is very sad. Let us play here a little prelude to Act One of Carmen, huh? Come in, and I'm going to sell the boys another suit of clothes with two pairs of pants. Bond clothes offer so many advantages that it's hard to see which ones appeal the most. A lot of men give first place to Bond's economy. They like the idea of saving conservatively $7.50 on each suit from Bond's factory direct-to-you plan. You see, in the Bond situation, there is no middleman to get his cut. You get it direct from the factory. Others are keen for the two trousers with every Bond suit, because with them, they get as much wear from a Bond suit as if they had two suits, see? You could wear one pair of pants for Fridays, one for Sundays, you see, and cut down plenty on pressing bills. Besides, you could press the Sunday pants and let the other ones go. Still others like the smooth fit and stays fit, thanks to Bond's Rochester needlework. Of course, everybody likes the two ways you can charge it. No extra cost for credit. No, sir. While these are only a few of Bond's many advantages, I think they'll give you a fairly good idea of why more men wear Bond clothes than any other clothes in America. That's true. Once you've seen the kind of value you get at $25, $30, and $35 in two pairs of pants with every suit, you'll know why. Nevertheless, my dear friends, the monkeys have no tails in Pago Pago.
Four little monkeys upon a tree. One fell down and there were three. How did the monkey lose his hold? Well, here is the story that I was told. Monkeys have no tails in Pago Pago. There haven't any it where monkeys sit. Ain't that too bad? Oh, when they fly through the trees, how slowly they go. But if they had a tail, how they could sail, it's awfully sad. Any tails? No, She's have no tail, big pexo pexo. They sit around all day and moan and wail. No tail, no tail, no tail. They try on the blade to sink for growing tails, but no matter what they use, it fails. It's a shame, it's a shame. They are something, there is no one that they can blame. They use lemon juice, shallot fruit, and even hop them all. But where does it get them in the end? They use Vaseline, gasoline, and rub it in with salt. But where does it get them in the end? Have they eyes, yeah, yeah, yeah? Have they ears, yeah, yeah? Have they tongues, yeah, yeah, yeah? But have the poor things any tails? No! The monkeys have no tails in Peggo Peggo. They sit around all day and moan and wail. No tail, no tail, no
past 7 o'clock, 13 minutes of 8. So don't forget, boys, Bond Clothing Store is a place for you to buy clothes. More men buy Bond clothes than any other clothes in America. And remember, you get two pairs of trousers with each suit. $25, $30, and $35. Bond, 1335 F Street. So it's 12 and a half minutes of 8 o'clock. Mrs. Melby, greetings from your husband and your sister. Your birthday today. Mrs. Betty Lynch is 16th Street Southeast is 16. Miss Betty Lynch, pardon me. Greetings from Mother and Daddy. The nurses at Sibley Hospital want to hear the beer barrel palooka. Also, Mrs. Loyola Cabot of Mount Rainier. She's in Sibley Hospital, the mother of a small son. Congratulations, Mrs. Cabot. Mr. and Mrs. Charles E. Calvert of 13th Street Northwest are celebrating their 63rd wedding anniversary today, if you please. They are 84 and 82, respectively. My, my, my. Mr. and Mrs. Roger Flather are just recruits at it. They're celebrating their 14th anniversary today. Congratulations. And now I have a real surprise for you. My good friend Tom Morgan walked in here just now. And on his arm, the loveliest creature I have seen in many, many snows. The queen of the President's Cup Regatta, Miss Ruth Overton. Tom is sitting over there at a microphone behind me. And I'm going to ask him to come on in and say a few words about the regatta. Come on, Tom. You just talk into that thing, they'll get it.
Yes. Hello, Arthur. The regatta will open Friday morning at 11:30 when the rowing outboard races get underway. You all know outboards carry their motors outside the hull at the stern, and nothing can equal the thrill of these fearless racers. Sometimes they reach speeds up to 70 miles an hour. This is a suicide class if there ever was one. Friday, you will be given your only chance to see the outboards race, with the exception of two outboard races, which will take place Saturday at 12:40 and 1 o'clock. After that, Saturday will be devoted entirely to the inboard races. Inboard carry their motors inside the hull and come under two classifications. hydroplanes which practice skim over the surface of the water when driving at racing speed, and runabouts which drive low in the water and depend for their speed on cutting through the water rather than skimming its surfaces, being commonly known as displacement boats. Both hydroplanes and runabouts are classified according to cubic inch piston displacement. Races are scheduled for the commonly called 91s, 135s, and 225s maximum cubic inch displacement. Boats competing in the President's Cup race must have a piston displacement of not less than 366 cubic inches, no more than 732 cubic inches. Saturday will see the running of the first heat of the President's Cup at 2:30 p.m. and the second heat at 4:15 p.m., as well as runabouts, and Sunday afternoon will open at 1 p.m. There will be hydroplane races, ladies' free-for-all races, aquaplane race, and the final heat of the President's Cup. And in connection with the President's Cup event, I want to tell you that the President's Cup Regatta made history last week when Aubrey Bogley, chairman of the racing committee, was able to announce that six positive entries had been received for the climax race of the 1939 season. This big entry may stimulate one or two other entries to come out of cover between now and next Saturday afternoon. There will be My Sin, Gold Cup winner Detroit over the Labor Day weekend, owned by Zal Simmons of Greenwich, Connecticut, and Herbert Mendelson's famous Notre Dame, which raced and won here in 35 and 37. This is another odd year. The superstitious may feel he is fated to win this year. Don't miss it. Then there will be Why Worry, So Long, Miss Canada, and Arctic Turn the Third. Why Worry is owned and driven by Wild Bill Cantle of Louisville, Kentucky. I've heard of their beautiful women, fine horses, and now we hear good whiskey, and now we hear of Kentucky skilled boat pilots. So Long is owned by Lou Faggio of San Marino, California. This Canada is owned by Harold Wilson of Ingersoll, Canada, and he will be here unless Canada keeps him home on account of the war. Arctic Turn the Third of Baltimore is to be piloted by Ernie Chase, and Notre Dame will be handled by Dan Arena. One of the biggest regrets of the President's Cup race is that Count Theo Rossi, that magnificent Italian sportsman, will not compete with his larger due to war in Europe. He cabled Chairman Bogley, many thanks, your telegram received, it was anyhow too late. Mechanics and military service unable me to compete. Best wishes, Theo Rossi. Friday evening there will be the Illuminated Water Carnival at 8 p.m., at which time the Queen will be crowned on a boat in front of the reviewing stands, after which the illuminated craft will pass in review. This will be followed by a torchlight canoe formation by paddlers of the Washington Canoe Club, followed by a thrilling spectacle of fireworks. Chairman Bogley wishes to impress on all pleasure boat owners who expect to view the races from their craft that the Gravelly Point Airport dredging has deepened the local channel 40 to 50 feet deep, requiring more anchor chain than most pleasure crafts normally carry. It's requested that those in such crafts refrain from throwing any debris, such as bottles and cans, in the river, because of the danger of fouling one of the contesting crafts.
Where is the... Which channel is that, Tom?
All events will be in the Georgetown channel, off the Potomac Haynes Point.
Off the Potomac Haynes Point, huh? How are we going to ad lib here without a script, anyhow? Where is all this to take place?
In
that Georgetown channel?
Georgetown channel to Haynes Point.
How do we get there?
Well, you get there by automobile and bus, Arthur. Buses will leave from the south end of the Treasury and take passengers around Haynes Point for 25 cents. With stopover periods as long as desired, returning to the south end of the Treasury.
How much is it going to cost us, Tom, to get in all these events?
Well, that's the best part. Everything is really reasonable. Boxes containing six chairs and table, good for all 3 days of racing and for Illuminated Warner Carnival, are $13.20. To reserve boxes for the races and the Water Carnival, call the Regatta headquarters at the Willard Hotel, phone National 4420. Our reserved seats per day of racing are 65 cents. Unreserved chairs per day of racing, 40 cents. Our children under 14, accompanied by their parents, one half price in this section only. For the Illuminated Water Carnival, general admission, except boxes, 25 cents. All other tickets may be obtained at the AA, Keystone Automobile Club, Charm Hotel, Willard Hotel, two drugstores at Union Station, the Greyhound Bus Terminal.
Tom, tell me, what becomes of the money?
Arthur, I don't believe ever make enough money to more than defray the expense.
Uh-huh. And supported by the civic-minded citizens,
right.
Huh?
That's right.
I see. Now, last night... Let me get my script out of here. I wish to ad-lib in good style. Last night, I brushed up on my court etiquette. I discovered that I must not speak to our queen unless she first speaks to me, and that at all times when I address her, I must say ma'am. So, Your Majesty, will you please speak to me so we can get on with this broadscatter?
Good morning, Sir Godfrey. You have my permission to proceed.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, how does it feel to be queen of this president's cupregatter?
Well, I'm enjoying all the excitement and entertainment, and I'm thrilled to hear that Under Secretary of Commerce Edward J. Noble is to officiate at the coronation. But I fear there'll be a bit of knee-shaking down there Friday night when he places that crown on my head.
Take care you don't shake your head now. Tell us, what are you going to wear for the coronation?
Well, the frock is made of brocaded satin. It has a basque waist, a very full skirt.
What kind of waist is it?
Basque. Don't ask me how to spell it.
Okay.
A sweetheart neckline and cap sleeves.
A sweetheart neckline. Mm-hmm. And cap sleeves.
Cap sleeves.
Uh-huh. What kind of a crown is it? Have you seen it?
Haven't seen it.
Don't know yet, huh?
Don't know.
After the coronation and the illuminated water pageant, where do you expect to go?
I plan to go to the Willard at 10:30, the Mayflower at 11:15, and the Shoreham at 12. And I will be accompanied by my entire court.
Oh, go on. Eyes are gusted. What do you and the ladies of your court think of your escort?
Oh, we find them all our hearts could desire. There's no question about it. We like them best, of course, when they're all dressed up in those gorgeous uniforms.
Mm-hmm. Tom, you going to be in that escort?
No.
No? And you the boss of this thing?
Well, I'm going to be
in a uniform.
Be a chaperone. Right?
Oh, you're going to chaperone. Oh, I see. Who's going to chaperone you?
I'm
going to
ask you to do that.
Well, thank you, Your Majesty, for being so gracious. May I have your permission to retire?
You have. I've enjoyed talking with you, my loyal subjects, and now I look forward to seeing you each day of the races and on the night of the coronation.
Thanks ever so much, Miss Overton, and good luck. So that brings us up to 56 in the off, 3.5 minutes of 8 o'clock. Now let me see if I can find something very appropriate here for the lovely queen. Oh, there must be something.